Today we talk about what is the most beautiful verses and favorite verses for many people, the verses of Surah Nur and the verses in which there is this description of the light of the heavens and the earth, which is undoubtedly Allah Rabbul Izzah. Before getting to that, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَثَلًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَوْعِظَةً لِّلْمُتَّقِينَ. And we have surely revealed clear ayat to you, some narrations, incidents of those who passed before you, and advices for those who have taqwa. The Quran relates to the condition of the past nations. The Quran contains various types of advices, injunctions and admonitions, stories of the past. And this is so that those who fear Allah may learn a lesson from them, and they may be admonished by them, and they may worry about their destiny. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that it is the words are an illustration from the story of those who passed before, and could also mean that the injunctions and limits that are expounded in this surah were laid down for the past nations, like the incident that we've been focusing on, the incident of the slander of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. The like of these types of incidents were also found in previous nations, and just as Allah had shown the innocence of Sayyidah Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from the slander of the enemies, in like manner, Allah Rabbul Izzah finally instilled or put in place the innocence and the piety of Umm Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the hearts, and in so doing, he disgraced and humiliated the enemies forever. This verse, the next verse, verse number 35, is known as, the scholars call this verse as the verse of radiance, because it describes in great detail the radiance of faith and the darkness of disbelief. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nuri kamishkatin fiya misbah. Al misbahu fi zujaja. What does it mean? If we look at the translation of these verses, Allah says that Allah is the light, meaning the illuminator of the heavens and the earth. The example of the brightness and the clarity of Allah's light is like that of a niche in which there is a lamp. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has given the definition of nur, light, as al-dhahiru bi nafsihi wal-mudhiru li ghayrihi. There is something which is bright and manifest on its own and makes other things bright and evident. And Tafsir al-Mazhari has explained that nur is in fact that condition which is initially perceived by man's sense of sight. And then through that perception, he comprehends all things which can be seen by the eye. Such is the case of the rays of the sun and the moon, which on falling on a solid mass brightens it up. And then through the reflection from solid mass brightens other things. And from that, it is evident that the word nur cannot be used for Allah in its literal or common meaning, because Allah is free from body and materiality. There's consensus amongst the scholars that the use of word of nur for Allah in the verse that we're talking about is in munawwir, meaning the one who brightens, or maybe the master of brightening is referred to as nur, in the same way as the possessor of grace is sometimes called grace, or the possessor of justice is sometimes called as the justice. So in the meaning, that is one possible meaning and reference to this. Now, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, meaning the heavens and the earth are existing and illuminated because of the light of Allah. Were it not for this assisting light of Allah's, everything would be destroyed. All creation receive the light of their existence from Allah. The physical and the spiritual illumination that the sun, that the moon, that the stars, that the angels, that the anbiya, that the awliya have, the source of all of it is the light of Allah. The sparkle of guidance and ma'rifah that reaches someone comes to him from the very exalted court of Allah. All the earthly and celestial bodies are enlightened by the conceptual and revealed verses. If the glitter of beauty and splendor or that of excellence and perfection is seen anywhere, it is a reflection of the countenance and the beauty and the perfection of Allah Rabbul Izzah. In Sirah ibn Ishaq, it is stated that when the people of Taif ridiculed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made a dua. And in this dua he said, أعوذ بنور وجهك الذي أشرقت له الظلمات وصلح علي أمر الدنيا والآخرة أي يحل بي غضبك أو ينزل بي سخطك لك الأتبى حتى ترضى ولا حول ولا قوة. He said, I seek refuge through the illumination of your countenance, Ya Allah, with which the pits of darkness become illuminated, and upon which the affairs of this world and the year after are set right, that your anger or your wrath may descend upon you. It is my duty to seek your pleasure till you are pleased with me. There is no power and might except through you. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to supplicate to Allah in the darkness of the night, he used to say, Allahumma lakal hamdu anta qayyumus samawati wal ardi wa man fihin wa lakal hamdu anta malikus samawati wal ardi wa man fihin wa lakal hamdu anta nurus samawati wal ardi. That you are the light of the heavens and the earth. This is a dua to be recited at the time of tahajjud. And therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to ask Allah to illuminate, Allahumma ij'al fi udhuni nura wa fi ayni nura wa fi qalbi nura. Oh Allah, put in my ears light, in my heart light, every part of my body to the extent that I'm asking for illumination, every hair, fi sha'ri nura. And he used to end the supplication by saying, waj'alli nura, make me an embodiment of light, wa'adhimli nura, in fact, turn me into illumination, waj'alni nura, in turn me into light, nothing but light. Make me an embodiment and an illustration of light. Inna Allah khalaqa khalqahu fi dhulmatin. Allah created his creation in darkness. Thumma alqa alayhim min nurihi. And then he cast his light upon them. Faman asabahu min nurihi yawma idhin ihtada. Waman akhta'ahu dhalla. Those who received the share of his lightness on that day were guided, while those who missed it went astray. So it should remain clear that just as the other attributes of Allah, such as hearing, seeing, cannot be described, the attribute of light cannot be described. It cannot be compared to the light of the creation. That is what we need to understand. But what we need to really endeavor to attain is that Allah pours his light upon us, and that we become lanterns and we become recipients, and that we become vessels carrying that light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever we go. May Allah illuminate us.